Hello, and welcome to the 13th episode of the XPRIZE Cars podcast. I'm your host, Eric Boyd, and today I bring you an interview I conducted with Terrence Davidovas of the Cornell AXP. The Cornell AXP is the Automotive XPRIZE team of Cornell University. Terrence is their media spokesman. I conducted this interview on March 21st, 2008 at the New York Auto Show. And I talked to Terrence about the team and the work they've done so far. So without further ado, here's Terrence. Hello, I'm here with Terrence Davidovas of the Cornell Automotive XPRIZE team. And he's going to talk about the team.
So we're right now 70 or so students, and we're a student team. So about half the students on the team take it for credit, actual class credit.
For credit, wow.
Yeah, and the rest are just volunteers. And we have two faculty advisors, Professor Al George and Professor John Kalliser.
Do they teach the course for credit?
I wouldn't necessarily call it teach the course for credit. They're more advisors, per se.
So it's more like a lab class.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's more like a lab-oriented class. There are a whole cycle of meetings every week. You know, we call it a project team, is what we call it, because it's focused on a certain project.
Is your team associated with any of the other automotive teams at Cornell University? I know there's some very prominent ones there.
Professor George is also advisor to the Formula SAE car team. So in that sense, there's some connection.
But there's no overlap in students?
No overlapping students. Students are totally separate. Students will leave one team sometimes and join another team. But rarely are they ever on both teams.
Yeah. Okay, and in terms of student makeup, you've got engineers, but you probably also have other students, right?
Right. We're mostly engineers, mechanical, electrical, some other ones, chemical. But we also have some architects who are in the architecture school at Cornell. There's a major that's design and environmental analysis. They study like ergonomics and stuff like that. And we have a couple of those students on our team.
And do you have any, like, business students, marketing guys?
Yeah, we have some business students. You know, not too many, but yeah. And the levels vary from year to year.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll get more marketing people as you
right.
get closer to having something to actually show people.
Exactly. And we do have that function, but we'll have engineers doing it. You know, we do have business majors, applied economics majors doing it.
Okay, and how did Cornell University find out about the Automotive XPRIZE?
So the team founder, Phil Bell, read about it probably in January, December, a year ago, I guess, mm-hmm. and decided it looked like a great competition. He wanted to start a team at Cornell. You know, that's how the ball,
yeah.
he got the ball rolling.
He approached the faculty and...
Right, he approached the faculty, who then got the help of a couple of Masters of Engineering students, and that formed a core team. And the core team recruited a whole range of students.
Yeah, and that started last fall, right?
No, well, the core team was last spring, so about a year ago.
Wow.
And so since then, this past fall, we recruited 70 people, and we are continuing this semester.
Yeah, so you guys got an early start compared to some other teams.
Right, we definitely have an early start.
Great. So can you talk about your technologies and your vehicle?
Yeah, so the key thing, from a technical standpoint, is a process. We don't actually have a final vehicle designed. And, you know, there's a good reason for it. That is, the rules aren't finalized yet, so how can you come up with a vehicle, you know, before the rules are finalized? But really, you know, the process is to look at the rules, derive what the requirements for the car are going to be, then go through and design the car, and then, you know, go back again and iterate if you ask it. So, you know, we've gone far enough to decide that we're running with a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. Looking at the draft guidelines, we felt we could determine that that was probably the best choice to run with in the competition.
Yeah, I think it's a logical choice.
Yeah. But besides that, in terms of precise specs, how much car is going to weigh, how much horsepower it's going to have, no, we don't have that information yet. We're working on a mule car, which is a 1991 Geo Metro, which is just so we get our hands dirty now, per se.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it may not be the final race car.
It is almost certainly not going to be the final race car, unless something unexpected happens. It's just a testament of what drivetrain components on there, and test it out.
Are you guys planning on a mainstream entry? Or?
Yeah, we're planning on mainstream.
Very cool. And you haven't come up with any, you know, special magic ingredient yet? You're just planning to have...
No, and we don't really think... We're not actually anticipating on having that magic ingredient, that silver bullet, because the comet is actually a very short time frame. So, for example, to develop a brand new engine design that's used to kind of boost your efficiency, you know, 20% or whatever of the whole car, it's not a simple thing to do. You know, Mazda worked on the rotary engine for decades before they got it to a level where it didn't leak, it sealed properly, and ran efficiently. So, you know, that's... You know, we're thinking about minor tweaks that aren't typically done to cars, but it's not a silver bullet. It's going to be an improvement, but it's not magic.
So do you think you can win?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're here specifically to win the X-Prize. We're going through a rigorous process to analyze rules, determine, you know, optimize all these different systems that we have to put on board to make a total package that is capable of winning the prize.
Okay, and in terms of financing and business plans, how are you guys doing on that front? I know you got Popular Mechanics behind you.
Yeah, and we have Popular Mechanics, who is our media sponsor. Mm-hmm. So they, every month they put out a blog about what we're up to on their website, and we're actually taking up the frequency now, so every 2 weeks or so. So there'll be a new article about us. Yeah, and it'll go into the nitty-gritty a little bit of the team. You know, we have other sponsors. Our biggest sponsor to date is General Electric Company, providing quite a bit of monetary support. So, you know, we list all our sponsors on our website, Lockheed Martin, Toyota. We have some excellent hardware donations from National Instruments and Tektronix.
That must be great.
So, you know, we've been fortunate in that regard. I guess, you know, any money we have goes a long way because we don't pay salaries. You know, we're a student team.
Student labor.
Free labor. You know, sometimes we'll pay like a summer stipend or something to keep students full time over the summer, but really it's dirt cheap labor.
Yeah, it's still only a few thousand. I've done that kind of job, dude.
Right.
You don't get money.
It's not, yeah, you're straight by. You know, and hardware donations, a lot of companies are kind enough to give us stuff, especially since we are an educational institution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're well placed for that.
Yeah.
And in terms of business plan, is Cornell going to spin it out? If you win the prize and people are clamoring to buy, are they going to spin it out?
Our plan is actually to make public post-competition, after we win the competition, the design of the car. Because, you know, we'd love to see it go commercial.
Yeah.
But as a university, the only way we do that is to, you know, give it away. You know, so that's the plan. Would be to let people see what we did.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
And then somebody needs, you know, a marketing concept and so forth to actually take it and make it a part of reality. Of course, we're going to have written that in theory for our business plan submission.
You guys have an official website?
Absolutely. www.cornellaxp.com.
Cornellaxp.com.
That's it. Cornellaxp.com.
Great.
There's a lot of information on there.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you.
And that was Terrence Davy Dovis of the Cornell AXP. This is the 13th episode of the XPRIZE Cars podcast. I'm your host, Eric Boyd. If you like what you've heard today, you can find out more at xprizecars.com. Thanks for listening.